Today, the Labor Department reported employers added more than 270,000 new jobs in February. Here's something you might not know about those employment numbers. Since December, women have outnumbered men in non-farm payroll jobs in the U.S. workforce. That has only happened once before during the Great Recession. It didn't last then, but our next guest says it is likely to last now. Betsy Stevenson is professor of public policy and economics at the University of Michigan and was on President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Betsy, welcome. And when you include the farm sector, men are still well above women when it comes to the number of jobs. But what does it mean that now women are overtaking men in the non-farm payroll jobs?
Well, what we saw for the first time really in history was women becoming the majority of non-farm payroll job holders because of the fast growth of jobs for women. People might point to the fact that back in 2009, women also held the majority of non-farm payroll jobs. But in that case, it was because men were losing jobs much faster than women were losing jobs. This time, what we're seeing is really the ongoing long-term trend in which female employment has been growing. We saw that sort of pause through a lot of the 2000s, both with the 2001 recession and the 2008 recession. But in recent years, we've seen that sort of long-term trend resurge, which is faster growth in jobs for women than for men.
And when you say jobs for women, what are the categories of jobs that women are getting that is making the numbers go up like this?
Well, let me say, I should say jobs held by women.
Right.
Because one of the things we're seeing is that women are going into all sorts of jobs, including jobs that were stereotypically held by men or occupations where men tend to hold the majority of jobs. So we've seen a lot of growth of women into jobs like construction. So this isn't that the job growth is only happening where women tend to want to work, although that is definitely part of the story. One of the fastest areas of job growth in the country is in private sector education and health services jobs. And that's an area where women hold more than three quarters of the jobs.
And when it comes to healthcare, that's obviously a very fast growing industry right now, healthcare workers. Why are women taking so many of those jobs?
So I hesitate here because I don't know why women are taking so many of those jobs. What I can say is historically, women have tended to hold the majority of those jobs. A lot of healthcare jobs tend to have a stereotypical sense of their pink collar jobs, their caretaking jobs, their jobs that are well suited for women. I think that that's a mistake. I think that a lot of these jobs are well suited for men, and we could change our image of these jobs instead of thinking about them as emphasizing the caring aspect of a home healthcare worker. We could think about emphasizing the physical task of a home healthcare worker because that's a hard job. That's not how we tend to think about those jobs. You know, we tend to think about them as caregiving. The same thing's true for something like a preschool teacher. Those jobs tend to be majority female jobs. Preschool instructors are teaching real skills, and obviously that's a job that men could thrive at.
Do you think that as there is growth in education and healthcare, for example, in the service industry, that men will start applying for those jobs in bigger numbers?
So I think that is really the challenge the country faces. We are a service sector economy. That's not changing anytime soon. Manufacturing is only about 8% of the overall number of jobs. So how do we get people to think about, you know, reconceiving what these kinds of jobs are? You know, we've had decades of people saying men just need to learn how to become nurses, and that hasn't really worked. But at the same time, we need a lot of nurses. So how do we restructure the job and restructure our image of the job in a way that's going to make it more appealing to a broader swath of workers? In particular, how do we make it appealing to male workers?
Do you think that the wage growth, the sort of stagnant, I mean, it's going up a little bit now, but mostly stagnant wage growth has something to do with the shift in gender in employment in this country, that as more women take more jobs, and if they're in the service sector in particular, that those wages are not rising as fast as wages were in jobs that were dominated by men in the past?
That's a really good question. And we know women earn less than right. men. And so if the majority of the jobs – and if we look over the last 2 years, let me just put this in stark perspective. Over the last 2 years, we've been averaging 188,000 jobs per month, but two-thirds of those jobs have been going to women. That may explain one of the reasons we're not seeing wage growth as fast as we otherwise would. But I think that it's important we don't have a misconception of service jobs. People hear the word service jobs and they think, oh, well, we can't all serve each other coffee or cut hair. There's a lot of different types of service jobs. If we think about the iPhone, we don't manufacture and assemble iPhones in the United States. We don't do much in producing the good in manufacturing. But what we do is we create apps. We create intellectual enhancements that make that iPhone work so much better for us. Those are all service sector jobs. So it's the advantage of our highly educated workforce with people who have smart, clever ideas that we are able to do more in terms of providing consulting services, professional and business services, health services, education services that are not all low-paying jobs. Many of them are very high-paying jobs. So I think we need to be careful about saying, oh, the problem with wage growth is we've become a service sector economy. Now, there is a fundamental issue, which is why are workers getting a smaller share of what we're producing than they used to in the past? And I think that's been the real puzzle in thinking about the U.S. economy for the last decade or so.
If this is a change that lasts, if women continue to outnumber men in the workforce, how do you think it might change the workplace or even society more generally?
Well, here is our conundrum. Women have been getting more education than men for almost three decades now. They are not only the majority of non-farm payroll job holders, but they're the majority of college workers in the economy. So women are not just working more, but they're also some of our most skilled workers. So we need those women in our labor force. That needs to not change. But there is an underlying tension that every family is facing in the United States, which is we don't really have an economy or a set of public policies that recognize the fact that two-earner couples is the norm and people need to be able to take time off when they have kids, that there's not somebody at home that's going to cover. Do you have maternity leave? Is it paid? What about paternity leave? Who's going to stay home when the kid is sick? We haven't really wrestled with these things, and it's putting a strain on families and it's putting a strain on work. So I think as we continue to see women thrive in the workforce, if we want to see both the workplace thrive and families thrive, we're going to have to figure out how we knit together a set of policies, both held by employers and government policies that help families balance both.
When there is a recession, which will happen at some point, how do you think that will impact the number of women in the workforce?
Well, what happened in the last recession was men lost jobs quickly.
Right.
And that's what pushed women into being the majority of non-farm payroll holders for a little while. I think it really depends on how the recession hits. So the last recession hit construction very early on, hit manufacturing very early on. And that's why we saw a bigger loss for men. But I will say, if you go back to the last recession, where did we see job growth continue? Education and health services. Because we have an aging population, we are in one of the wealthiest countries in the world, and people are going to pay for their health care as they continue to age. They're going to demand these services. So what I would expect if we went into a recession is that on average, it's going to hit men and women equally, and that means it's not going to knock women out of their place as the majority of non-farm payroll job holders.
That is Betsy Stevenson, an economics professor at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.